morning and welcome. Thank you for joining us at the Grace Chapel of Fisherman Ministry out here in West Texas.
I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I got the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding, abiding in the vine. I'm abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace, Jesus, faith, and mine. I got prosperity, power, and victory, abiding, abiding in the vine. At the cross where I first saw light.
The last few days have been, they have been interesting, to say the least. As usual at Grace Ranch, we always have an interesting time. A lot of the times, things occur that we don't expect. They have a tendency to throw us for a curve every once in a while. Last night was no exception. We had to perform a little rescue mission last night to get Brad and Tristan back here so they'd be here this morning with vehicle failure. Did all of us jump up and down and say, yeah, let's go to town and get them at 10:30 at night? Yeah, not really. I didn't. Scott wasn't really jumping for joy when he come down and tried to help me get lights working on the trailer. We were both like, what's going on here? And
it's all Brad's fault.
We could go with that. But I think actually it was more of a program. It was a learning experience for each of us. It shows that the Lord's hand's in all things. We had the one vehicle which was making noise. We had one vehicle that wasn't making it down the road. And all of a sudden, trailer lights are not cooperating. So it was just an extremely fun time. Made us all joyful. But there was a few things that came out of it last night. There's a interesting gentleman that did the tow truck. But then there was a couple of comments made last night that have been bouncing back and forth in my head since then. We all have opportunities to go out and give the gospel to people. That is our job. It is not always something that we want to do, but it is what the Lord Jesus has commanded us to do. As we go out in the world to make disciples. Now, does that mean we beat them about the head? Does that mean that we drag them through the door? No. Because the Lord gave us free will. He gave us the ability to choose to walk on this earth and make your own choices and live with the consequences. At times, it can get trying when you're going out and doing these things. And you see a brother or sister fall by the wayside. And if that stops you from going out and continuing the job that Jesus has given you to do, then the only reason that you've been doing it is out of pride. Just like Jesus said to those who came to him, Lord, Lord, in your name have we not done all these, and I'm going to paraphrase here, all these miracles, all these miraculous things. And what did Jesus say? Get thee away from me, you worker of iniquity, pride, for I never knew you. Are you working to be a disciple of the Lord? Are you working to do the job that the Bible gives us? The Word of God, the words of Jesus. As Davey said to somebody the other day, you know, some Bibles have red letters in them to denote Jesus' words. I don't know about you, but, and as Davey put it, every word in the Bible is Jesus' word. So, if you get discouraged when a brother or sister falls by the wayside, examine yourself. Get back into the Word. Go back through and see what the job is. What's the job description? Get your direction back. And praise God. Amen.
Your majesty gave up everything for me, suffered at the hands of those you had created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now the day you reign is heaven and earth exalted. Really want to worship you, my Lord.
Well, it's good to see you out here, Brad. Thanks for visiting. Now leave. No. Bob's right. We have had a couple of days of some trials and tribulations and these sorts of things, a few issues. But, I mean, I don't care what the devil's going to do. Any of you? John says this is West Texas, so things happen. I want to turn over 1 John chapter 5. I'm going to start reading at 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? He that believeth. Right? One of the greatest weaknesses that we have is unbelief. But the greatest power that there is faith that worketh by love. Love, mercy, grace, these things are abound in faith. Right? There is no fear in that love. But the world, that's another story. Right? What's the world filled with? Fear, torment, remorse, brokenness. Not good things. But with faith and love, we're sure to overcome those things of the world. Amen? As you come in line with the Lord, fear is cast out. And the Word of God comes into operation in your life. The way to overcome is to believe the Word and obey it. They that believe, love. That makes sense? When did He love us? When did Jesus love us? Pretty much when we're unlovable, right? We're in sin. And what did He say? Well, He said, "Thy sins are forgiven of thee." Right? Why did He say it? He said it because He loved us. Well, how much did He love us? Let's just flip back a chapter to 1 John 4. And I'm going to start reading at 7. "Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us, and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." Hey, I'm going to turn, let's go over to John 3:16 real quick. Most of us know this one. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." Now look at that. We got a should and we got a might. And my question was, you know, how much did He love us? For me, I was in the military. You know, I got some training in these sorts of things, and you know, a few other folks here have. And we see it in the Word as well. I mean, you learn that the person standing next to you is your brother. Right? And you got to be willing to lay down your life so that he can make it. Right? Now, He sent Jesus. Not that we would all make it, but just that we might have the hope of making it. Not that it was done, but just that you have that choice. That's something. Now, if we're going to love God, we got to love one another that way. Like Bob was talking about earlier, you know. You got to go out, you got to say the word. Not that you're going to save that guy. You know, ain't nothing you can do. But you can share that love of God with him that they might have that opportunity. Now that's love. Certainly, if I'm going to be honest, I have to say that that's more love than I'm capable of. But with Jesus, I am capable of that. Amen?
Love it.
Yes, praise the Lord. Yo, I was thinking, I do that every now and then. It usually gets me in trouble. So I try to make it get somebody else in trouble, preferably Bob. But Scott was reading out of chapter 5 of 1 John. I want to go over it again a little bit. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. That's pretty simple. If you believe, and when he says believe, it's not a surface thing. It's not a I think thing. Because when you believe a thing, you follow through with that thing. If you're standing in a street and you believe a car is going to hit you, you're not going to keep standing there. You're going to get the flock out of there. Like one angel said to the other, let's get the flock out of here. Amen. You're going to exit stage left, right, or any way you can. If you believe that vehicle's going to hit you. This is the kind of belief it's talking about here. A lot of people out there say, I believe that Jesus is the Christ. But not in the sense that I'm talking about here. If you believe that a parachute will work, you will jump out of that airplane without question. And trust that parachute. You understand what I'm saying? But if you don't believe, you're going to cling to that airplane even if it goes down. And that's the life of a lot of people. So, if you believe in the sense that I'm talking about, that Jesus is the Christ, then you are born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, that is God, loveth him that is begotten of him. See, so if you are born of God, you will love God. Amen. Amen. You will love Jesus, the first begotten. Amen. How hard is it then to love your brothers and sisters who also were begotten? Ooh. Now we're getting into strange waters. There's some barracudas floating around in there, and a couple of sharks, and I think a few stingrays, and maybe a man of war. But the truth of the matter is, you have to love your brothers and sisters that are begotten of God just as much as you love Jesus. Ooh. How do I know you love Jesus? By how much you love each other. Robin said a thing today in her talk. I hate to talk about myself, but she was mentioning me. 38 years I stood for her and loved her and never complained. Can you do the same? Can you stand for me and love me and not complain? Oh, that's a hard one. Oh, John back there, he looked like he's in pain. You got to think about that. You see, children, that's what it's all about. You got to come to that place where you don't look at the clothes. You don't look at the hair. You don't even look at the flesh and what it does and how it acts. You look at that thing that God created and born again, that spirit, that soul, that reborn soul. That's what you look at. That's what you love. The rest of it doesn't matter. The rest of it just doesn't matter. Amen. That's what God wants us to get a handle on. If you can love he who begat, and you can only love he who begat by believing Jesus is the Christ and being born again, then you can love those who are begotten, starting with Jesus. And love them equal. Equal. Without preference. This is not an easy saying. This does not make my flesh feel good. But my flesh is going to die. And my flesh is going into corruption. Do I want to follow it? Or do I want to follow the one who was raised from the dead? As a promise. He died for our sins, praise God. He died that we could live, praise God. But he was resurrected to show us the promise that we too will be resurrected if we be in him. And the only way to be in him is to get a handle on what I'm talking about here. And walk in it. Amen. Amen. That's all I got to say.
I will celebrate. Sing out to
To the Lord.
Lord, we thank you for giving your life for us so that we have the chance, so that we can stand, and so that we can walk the path that you have given us. We thank you for all this in your heavenly name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor, and I know you're not prepared for it, but Cheryl and the rest of you, I would like you to sing Grace Like Rain.
Yes, sir.
I want
in